Well, it's 7 minutes after 4, South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Friday morning, Mubarak Friday morning. And of course, seeing our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustaz Mubarak face, make all of us here, alhamdulillah, feel happy. I see Haj Abu Yusuf also. He is in a good mood. Yes, today is the 23rd of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustaz Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustaz, welcome to the Q&A this early Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, this Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 23rd of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 104 and 105. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about, there will be the weighing of the deeds and actions of people on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. And when people have failed their tests because of their blasphemy and idol worship and their hypocrisy and so forth and so on, then they dispatch to Jahannam, the hellfire. When a person enters paradise, it is fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah ta'ala, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Allah forbid, when a person is dispatched to Jahannam, the hellfire, it is adlam min Allah Jalla wala, the justice system of Almighty Allah. Hence, chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verses 104-105. تَلْفَحُ هُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ. The fire will be scorching their faces, burning their faces, meaning zikrul juz wa muradul kul, face is mentioned, but the entire anatomy, body is meant. Surah chapter 4, verse 56, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابُ. Every time the body will be burnt and by the fire, immediately it will be replaced by another body, meaning another layer of skin, and that is your skin grafting for our puny little brains, so that the skin will be changing all the time after it is burnt and so forth. May Almighty Allah protect us from Jahannam and the fire. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar. O Allah, save us, protect us from the fire. The hadith in Abu Dawood, read it 7 times after Fajr, 7 times after the Maghrib Salat. وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. And they will be experiencing the affliction and the severe, severe pain there. Remember that the layer of skin and all will be falling and so forth. Allah protect us. Then the question will be posed to them. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. What? That Hamza, you see, there is istifham inkar, which means a rhetorical question. What were our verses not recited upon you? Like how I am reading the verses to you? Alam takun ayati tutla alaykum. Then they will say, yes, it was. فَكُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ. But you were the ones, you rejected it, you rejected the message, and you rejected the messenger. So we say that the crime, the punishment must suit the crime. So now the crime was committed, you are saying, you are mature, you made the wrong choice, deliberately, intentionally. So don't blame Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, don't blame the Muslims, blame yourself. Therefore, even Satan Lucifer, when he delivers his sermon on that day, the day of justice, he will tell human being, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not blame me, you blame yourself. I only embellished the actions and the deeds, and I invited you. And what did you do? You fell for my trick, and so forth and so on. And therefore, you must blame yourself, and don't blame me. Chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 22. So there you have the sermon of Lucifer and Satan and Shaitan. Today we have many, many items of news. Inna lillahi wa inna ilraji'un. Today we start with very, very sad, tragic news. More than 21 of our brothers, sisters and children passed away, became martyred there in Gaza, in Palestine, because of the apartheid Nazi regime. Remember, they don't allow them electricity. They permanently load shedding 2-3 hours a day, they get electricity. So they keep liters and liters of oil and so forth, and diesel and petrol, whatever, for their generators, and that was leaking, and then it exploded, and this entire family, all the people there in the Jabalia, you know, refugee camps, became martyrs. So imagine that this is Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, 15 years plus of blockade, the biggest open prison in the world. So where is the USA? Where is Rishi Sunak of UK? Where is the United Nations? Is this legal? More than 2 million people there. So this is why we say the only solution will be one settler, one bullet. Go now. Oh, Bibi Netanyahu cut a deal with another terrorist. Bibi is a war criminal. And this guy here, Ben Gvir, 100% terrorist also. So they cut a deal. We will steal more and more land in the West Bank there, and we will put about 65 settlements there in the West Bank. Now, I pose this question to you, you Jutlas and you Jews, you Zionists, you humanity. Tell me, is that justice? That it is the land of the Palestinians, you go and occupy it, you go and steal it. When is Russia came into Ukraine, then you tell us it is a war crime, they're invading. But Israel is committing war crimes for more than 70 years. So why they are not punished? Because the Jutlas? Nay, Allah is disgracing them in all parts of the world. You see, yesterday in Bryanston, here in Johannesburg, one Jutla and 6 others were caught. Yes, South African police, you did well. But when you look at the whole story, then it's not so good. This man entered South Africa so many years ago, and he was busy with his drugs, he was busy with his nefarious activities, he was busy with illegal actions. So how come it took you so long to arrest him? And when that America gave the alert of the bomb and so forth, so maybe these guys wanted to do something, and they tried something, but they were not successful, then the blame should be on the Muslims in South Africa. The blame should be on ISIS. Therefore, let me be clear on this issue. The Jutlas, the Zionists, they in Israel, and their agents are the biggest haramis. And if you don't know harami, it means a B with a capital B. They are the super terrorists of the world. They are the cancer of this world. You have to dismantle the whole rogue regime of Israel if you want peace on this earth. Remember that. Take Egypt. Egypt, another murtad there. So another shaitan agent, his mother Yahudiya, Jewess. So what happens? That he does not allow that this person, Alaa Abdul Fattah, is an Egyptian British citizen, and now he doesn't allow the British embassy and their ambassador, consul, anybody to go and visit this person here, Alaa Abdul Fattah. This is CC Egyptian style justice, and they are to also to be blamed for the blockade, remember, there in Gaza. Another set of murtads and shaitan, you must remember that. Trump, they're telling him, Trump, you've gone too old now. You better retire. The New York Post said that you're wasting your time, basically. They're saying you're going to run for elections in 2024. Majority of the British now, Richie Rich can't do anything for them. He can't even speak to Sisi properly and put pressure on him that how come our citizen here, so he is suffering like this, tortured and all that in the Egyptian hellhole. So imagine that majority of the Brits now are regretting Brexit. You see, Britain, let me give you a lesson. When I was a young boy, 50, 55, 60 years ago, we went to school. And what we learned about the British Empire, the sun does not set on the British Empire. Now you are kicked out from Brexit, you are kicked out from Europe, you are kicked out from many parts of the world, plus you got the Garam Masala Prime Minister, Indian Prime Minister. So things, your people's politics is like your people's weather there. Nobody wants you now, you sit with your own problems there. Ukraine, more than 10 million people, no water, no lights. Putin, you harami, you put them right in the place. You're doing a good job, Putin. 100% we with you. You put them all in darkness. And if you know anything in Kiev, yesterday the first snow came. And now they'll be freezing. They won't be roasted and toasted with heat. They will feel it. Then you'll come to know what our brothers, our sisters, our children go through in the land of Palestine and Gaza. Gaza is part of Palestine. What they go through in Syria, in Afghanistan, what they go through in Libya and Burma. So all these because of your policies. Robert Murdoch, another jutla. He's in America. He paid Bojo, Prime Minister of UK, come visit me here and let's talk some business, you see. So that is how they operate. Robert Murdoch pays Bojo to visit him. And then our South Africa, what can we say? I'm amazed at those fools and idiots who say that the death penalty is not a deterrent. You must remember this, that yesterday there was a family there in the Eastern Cape. They were preparing for another family member who passed away and died. The crooks came, the robbers came, the hijackers came, call them whatever you want to, and they murdered 7 people of one family. So what do you say? I'm asking you. It shows our politicians are hopeless and useless. It shows our law enforcement are hopeless, useless, impotent. Your minister of police can say all his statements shoot to kill, but the fact on the ground is that Africa is one of the murder capitals of the world, one of the rape capitals of the world, one of the gay capitals of the world, and one of the most corrupted countries in the world. Let us compare apples with apples. South Africa, wonderful country, destroyed by apartheid when the white men rule, and destroyed by the ANC with democracy, corrupted to the core. What a sad story to say. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Muhammad Aku with Mona Zahid Khan, and thereafter inshallah 11:05, 11:06 the adhan will go in Makkah Mukarramah for the khutbah and the sermon. Today is Sheikh Abdullah Awad Al-Juwani, and thereafter will be the translation and dua. I will go inshallah here to the Jami Masjid in Indonesia for the lecture and so forth. So may Almighty Allah grant us all tawfiq and ability, the capacity to recite abundant salawat, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week. May Allah accept us all.
I've got Sister Renelle, Ustad. She says that, do you know that Bela Razan, commander in Ukraine, says that it's a matter of time before he has to fight this, his own country in Russia's war. What do you think, Ustad?
Remember that the history now, they can say whatever they want to. When Russia pulled out from Kherson, so already they were saying this victory for Ukraine. But yesterday Zelensky, you know, every night he addresses his people. He says, please, please help me. I need this, I need this. How long America is going to help? America haramis. You must remember, they will only help if there's a sinister motive. There's something they can benefit. America is never ever prepared to take on Russia because they know Russia has much more nuclear armament than them, greater men than them, and personnel, greater submarines than them. So they will use all their chamchas, we call. They will use all their subordinates and their allies and so forth, use them as cannon fodder and so forth. So nothing will happen, remember. This Putin just yesterday, Tuesday, over 100 missiles. Yesterday, over 70 missiles. So where is NATO now? Where is America now? And yesterday, the Haaretz carried the article that yes, Israel did give some material support to Ukraine. You can see it in the Haaretz. We don't speak anything without we collaborating and substantiating it from very, you know, credible sources. So therefore, we must be very clear on these issues that we don't say Russia is good for Muslims, but yeah, when we have to choose between the two shaitan, the two haramis, the two evils, then we will choose Russia. Anybody takes on America, takes on Israel, takes on NATO, takes on our Europe, we will support them. Because we have nothing to do with Biden or Trump or with Rishi or Richie Rich or whoever. Because we have studied their lives, all of them are anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, however you want to pronounce it.
Ustad, brother Raymond wants to know that why is suicide a sin in Islam, a.k.a. Ustad?
It's not only a sin, my brother Raymond. It is not a minor sin, not a major sin. It is one of the most heinous crimes. Simple example I give you. So now you gave your son ₹1,000,000, $1,000,000, $1,000. And what he went to do, instead of using it and being thankful to you, he went to burn it, put it in the fireplace. So what will you say? Are you an idiot or what? So Almighty Allah gave us this life. And Almighty Allah alone is yuhyi wa yumit. He gives life, he gives death. Now that person takes the gun and shoots himself. That person takes a knife and slits his wrist. Or he takes poison and he drinks it. So therefore in Islam it is considered a most heinous crime. Khalidan mukhalladan fiha abada. He Habibuna rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he the person who perpetrates and commits that crime, even if he has Iman and Islam, then he will stay in the hellfire for very, very, very long period, and then one day he will come out. So that is why we are abusing the trust which Almighty Allah entrusted us with. So that is why in Islam, committing suicide totally unacceptable.
I've got Dr. Saab. He says, does Mufti Saab knows that the Turkish Adnan Oktar sentenced to 8,658 years in prison, Ustad?
Yes, you must remember this. If people belong to the wrong groups, they want to cause bombing and all that in Istanbul, cause the government of Tayyip Erdogan harm and so forth and so on. So what you expect in those? You must speak of Iran, Dr. Saab. You must remember, I think you aligned to them also. So you must speak of them. Aren't they giving the death sentence to people just because they are marching? Aren't they torturing the people there? So, I mean, let us be fair about these issues. It's no sense we look at one side only and try and put them in a corner. You need to look at Iran and the Kuffar Shias, what they are doing to their own people. Never mind what they're doing to the Sunnis in Zahidan. You know what I'm talking about. So, remember this, that you should know that what is really happening in the world. When you want to speak, you must speak holistically, not selectively.
Subhanallah. I see Jonathan says here, Ustaz, that he says, morning AK, we've got nothing to do with the killing of people in Afghan. I'm so disappointed in you, AK. Check the news. Jonathan, Ustaz.
You, Jonathan, you wet behind your ears. You must remember that when America makes policy, 48 countries came in there. So who was there? You know, half the Jutlas, half the Jews, they have double stand. They have double passport, dual passport. Some of them will have American, Israeli passport. Some will have European passport. Some will have Australian, New Zealand. Some will have South African and Israeli passport. So remember, when you speak of America going to fight and so forth in a certain place, so what you think? You think some Israelis are not there? So obviously they're there. They want to play the game. When they're in Israel, they use the Israeli passport. When they come outside, they will use the American passport. You know how it is. What you have to say about your Jutla court yesterday? You Jutlas, majority of you are not only terrorists, you are super terrorists. What you say about Ben-Gvir and Netanyahu, the war criminal, stealing more land, you must remember this. So America came and murdered hundreds of thousands of people. There, over a million in Iraq and hundreds of thousands, remember, in Afghanistan. And you must remember what else they did, that they stole so much from there. But when the Taliban defeated 48 countries, they had to pack up, put their tails between their legs and run. Trump called it the worst defeat in the history of America. So that is the truth. Come, I tell you what's the truth. You see today, the LGBT. So yesterday I sent it out. It's there on my Twitter account, on the Telegram and all the groups. So you must remember, one youngster is asking the other youngster, I heard there are 56 genders, 58 genders. So that guy reckon, no, we only got two genders. Then what is? We came from Adam and Eve. So male or female. All the others are mental disorders, you see. So people are a little bit sick in their brains, you see. When they are sick, you can't blame them because they are growing up like that. You can have two fathers and two mothers and so forth. Now they want to impose this upon Qatar. We got nothing to do with Qatar. We say the World Cup is not even permissible. Be that as it may. So now they want to impose all this. So why they say it's a human rights issue? See, I want to show you the white man's hypocrisy and double standards everywhere. I, AK, want to take a second wife, third wife, fourth wife, for example. And I'm in America, I'm in Europe, I'm here, I'm there. So, I'm in Israel, Palestine. What will you say? That the Jutlas, the Americanos, the Yankees, the Europeans will say, no, you can't do that. Because it is bigamy, polygamy, all that. So, where is my human rights? This is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. It's mentioned in the Bible. It's mentioned in the Torah. Go study the life history of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, King Solomon, as you love to call him. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, King David. So where is my human rights? We don't accept what you say is human rights is human rights. For you, prostitution also is a human right. For you, abortion also is a human right. For you, sodomy also is a human right. Because your brains are not in the right place. That you don't know your entrance from your exit. So therefore, you must remember, we reject it with the contempt it deserves.
I see he says, let's close the discussion. Start.
Yeah, whenever we pack you up, we're going to pack you up like how we pack Shalom up back to Israel. Whenever we beat you, then close the discussion. Don't come and try your tricks here, Jutla, that we will pack you up and put you in a suitcase and send you back to Israel.
Somebody says, Ustad, I am 30 years old. I am the only son, Mufti Saab. My parents are 60 plus. I have been successful in a job application in Perth. Do I take care of my parents or take the job ustad?
Your current is not even an option. PFP, Pack for Purse. There was one political party here in South Africa. It's not even an option, my brother. Jobs, money, all that are replaceable. Parents, you only have one set of parents. Mm. You can't say, how's your fathers, how's your mothers, all that. So you can ask, how's your brothers, how's your sisters, how's your sons, your daughters. So you sit quietly in South Africa or wherever you are and you make khidmat and serve your parents from your bottom of the heart. Don't think of Perth, don't think of Australia and all this. They are one of the most racist people, remember that. So they will give you good money, Australian dollars and so forth and so on. But end of the day, you're another garam masala. You are just another Indian. So remember that. Maybe you have many great qualifications. As far as a Muslim goes, your greatest thing will be that you take the du'as and blessing of your parents. Today is Jumu'ah. Go to your parents, kiss their hands and say, Rabbi Rahamhuma, Kama Rabbayani Saghira. Chapter 17, verse 24. Oh beloved Allah, have mercy on them, on my parents, as they nurtured me, as they brought me up once I was a baby and an infant.
I see Sister Natalie says that, by any chance do you know that Modi, he has some of his families, they are Muslims, Ustad?
Yes, in India it's all dhir makar, it's all mixed up, you must remember that. Every village you go, you will get Muslims, you will get Hindus, and they love and so forth. And they were living in harmony. So till Modi ji and his BJP and RSS came, you should be reading on the, go read about RSS, and that is their military wing and so forth, and go read about how they were inspired by Hitler, and they said, we are the superior race. So these Muslims and everybody else, we must tell them, Jao Jao Pakistan, Jao Jao Kabristan. You pack up and go to Pakistan, or we will send you, meaning the Hindu terrorists there will send them to the graveyard. So that is their policy, and you can see that happening today. But as far as interaction goes and all that, this 101 like that, all the surnames you got here in South Africa, Patel, Desai, all that, Mehter, what you think all this is? It's all Hindu surnames. So since when is a Muslim surname? It's all Hindu surnames. You just go and see, you must remember that the lineage and see. On top you will find some Hindu there. So 80%, 90% of the Indians who came from India 160 years ago plus minus, that their forefathers were Hindus. My own, if you go there, what you think? You'll find a Hindu there. So you must remember that. So there's nothing surprising in that.
Sister Natalie wants to know, Ustad, what's the latest regarding our sister's day in India, Ustad?
Remember that the condition goes worse, because remember that they want power. Once they have tasted power, they will never relinquish power willingly. So they want to now ensure, and you see, masses are asses. So what you have to do? You see, the white man was ruling here in South Africa. So you, when you know, I don't know how, maybe you're 30, 35 years old. So if you know South Africa and its history, we grew up in apartheid. We knew exactly what is apartheid. We saw it. We visited it. We know what it is. So we experience it. So remember this. So what happens? The white man who tell the white voter, Swat Khafar, that the blacks are coming to take over. You better vote for us. From 1948, that is their policy. And therefore, the National Party, with its inhumane policy of apartheid, died a natural death. And if you ask the whitey today, everybody will tell you 90%, 80%, they didn't vote for the Nets. But they, if they didn't vote, their forefathers were voting. So similarly, you find that in Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the same thing. They'll tell you the Palestinians are coming, and so forth. So that is what happens in India. India, Israel, our worst enemies, Quran says so. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. We never ever say every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority Jews and majority Hindus. And you can see it playing out today. So they address their masses. is on the national networks, the TV and the radio and print media, that we can't allow these Muslims. So the Muslim must now, their population must decrease. We will strip them of their citizenship. We will strip them of their rights and so forth. So from 30%, 25%, 20%, today you ask them, they'll tell you 17%. So they want to decrease it and push up the Hindu ones all the time. So that Hindutva, that is what they mean, that we must have a nationalist regime of Hindus and Muslims and all that must be treated as second, third, fourth class citizens, just like the Jutla does, so that the Palestinians, the Arabs and them are treated. Goyim, Gentile, are treated as rubbish, third, fourth, fifth class citizens. You kill them, they laugh about it. What is there? It's like killing flies. That is what they say openly.
Allahu Akbar. I see Brother Marlon from Overport. He says that, AK, morning to you. I got a question, and that is, my friend is a Muslim and he has a good voice, a powerful voice. Can I use his voice as a background, which says, praise the one who has created you, in the recording? Marlon, who's
that? No, you can't use that, because when you're going to use him, so you, Marlon, non-Muslim, right? You want to use your Muslim friend. Why? Because he's got the golden voice. And you want that he must say certain lyrics, certain words. So even if that words are correct, still is haram and not permissible. Why? Because you will have the guitar, you will have the piano, you will have the drums, you will have 101 musical instruments, and the Quran has taught us two verses I give you, Marlon, and your Muslim friend, both of you should refer to it. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must not cooperate in sin and transgression. So yeah, hypothetically, for argument's sake, if he lends his voice to you and your music and what have you, so he will be an accomplice in that crime. You see, Satan, Lucifer, when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala expelled him from Jannah and Paradise, the first thing Almighty Allah told him for Lucifer, you get out, you expel, you will never see Jannah and Paradise again. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 64. Wastavziz manista ta'ata minhum bisawtik. You go and get out from here and incite whosoever you can with your voice. So what is the voice of Shaitan, of Lucifer? The music. Your hip-hop and your rock and roll and what and what, and Allah me, I don't understand these things here. But what you are suggesting, totally haram, not permissible. And Marlon's friend, you don't fall in that trick, because Marlon is your buddy, and Marlon will give you some money, you see. And money is sweeter than honey. You know how the world works today, so not permissible, remember it. Marlon, what you want, his voice, go get a non-Muslim there, and use his voice, no problem. And all of you should be reading the book called Slippery Stone by Khalid Baig, B-A-I-G. Excellent book regarding the topic of music and musical instruments. Slippery Stone by Khalid Baig.
It says that my dad is on his dying bed, Ustad. We have one house. We are two sisters and one brother. My dad has put the house on all three of our names equally in his will. Is this correct, Ustad?
First and foremost, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for your beloved father. All of you, the three children, read this dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Ya Allah, if life is better for our honorable beloved father, give him life. Ya Allah, if death is better, give him death. Today is Friday, we don't know what can happen also. So that is what you should do. Give out some charity and so forth and so on. Let's say father passes away, then remember that first thing, burial, funeral expenses from his estate. One of you want to pay for it, no problem. Somebody else wants to pay, no problem. Then the debts of the deceased person, personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be settled with the creditors immediately. Not after 40 days and 100 days. There's no such thing in Islam. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiya, to bequeath. Maybe he said, give this madrasa, masjid, this person, even a non-Muslim, a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu, give him 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand, wasiya, he bequeathed. So that is permissible in Islam. Maximum up to 1/3 of the net estate. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. The way you all explained it, there's no other heirs but one son and two daughters. So it's straightforward. 50% for the son and 25% for the daughter. However, after the demise and death of your beloved father, and once that happens, and even now you read is no problem, Surah 14, chapter 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established, chapter 14, verse 41, then you, after the demise, death of your father, you're all three are adults, you'll sit down, you are sane, you are mature, if there's no duress, and you'll agree, we'll take 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, that is permissible. But for him to draw up the will like that is un-Islamic. And remember, tell him now also he must change it, 50% for the son, 25% for the daughter, because that is mentioned and enshrined in the noble Quran. Last question.
Ustaz, I've got a question. It says, to Jonathan, I'm a Jewish sister. It's because of you and people like you, the world hate we Jewish people. There are some good Jews in the world, A.K. Please don't paintbrush all of us. Sorry if I offended you, Ustad.
No offense, my sister. I just said it now, not even 2 minutes ago. I said that our worst enemies are the Jews and the Hindus, but we never say every Jew. We never say every Hindu. We say majority, and that's what the Quran teaches us. The Quran teaches us, my Jewish sister, you are a Jewess, Jutli, that we say, Leisu Sawa'a. They all are not equal. Many of them are people of justice. Now I'm telling you my story, right quickly. 1989 was the first time I went to Palestine, and I just went to read Salat. I wanted to see what is Aqsa al-Mubarak. There was no other intention. So the Palestinians were amazed. You mean you came all the way just to read Salat? I said, yes. So anyway, my coming back return trip was on El Al, the Jutla Jewish airline. They interrogated me, because they saw I got some Arabic newspapers that they knew, they realized this guy now. They made sure the plane took off and I missed my plane. So anyway, for me, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. I made one Jummah in one Friday prayer in Medina Munawwara, one in Mecca, one in Cairo, and one in Aqsa. This was Thursday night. So I went back to Jerusalem and then we read Jummah Salat, Friday prayer in Aqsa. When I came back there, now the South African Airway was coming back. So I went there, and SAA told me there's no place at all. But nevertheless, I went. I said, Ya Allah, you help me. There was a person from South African Airways, a Jew. His name was Saul, S-O-L. I forget his surname. Mm-hmm. Allah Ta'ala bless him for the great favor he did me. So I don't know if he's alive or he passed away. This was 1989. Saul, a big shot of SAA. He asked me, sir, are you the person they harassed? I said, yes. I said, you don't worry, I'll make sure you're in that plane. You see? So we know this. You can't say every Jew. Islam doesn't allow it. So what happened? Again, they started the interrogation, thus, and all that. But the plane just waited for me there on the tarmac at David Ben-Gurion Airport. And I was the last passenger with my wife, and all the Jutlas looking. And once the plane took off, there was a Jutla sitting next to me. So then I told him his history and geography. Right. Assalamu alaikum.